Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamel Haloperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great Friday. Woohoo, we made it to Friday. You gotta love it, and we have a lot of fun things going on in Wichita. First off, we have the Kentucky Derby. It's gonna be a party at Diamond Springs Ranch. This will be fun. Saturday starts at 4 p.m. You can wear your fanciest derby attire, your big hat and your fancy dress if you want. It'll be a lot of fun. But happy hour is from 5 to 7. The race is at 5:45. So you can get there before the race, watch the race. There'll be live music, food, campfire to cap off the night. So get out there to Diamond Springs Ranch if you want to have some Kentucky Derby fun. Then we have Cinco de Mayo. That's coming up May 5th, but over the weekend over at Grow on Saturday, 4 to 9. They'll be doing some special events, tequila specials, some mocktails, food truck, Argentina's empanadas will be there. So just kind of a fun way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. And all things barbecue, also having something fun starting at 10 a.m. Saturday. They'll have a patio party and food and all kinds of specials. So get out there and celebrate Cinco de Mayo at Grow, all things barbecue as well. And then we have the Oz Escape, a wicked glitch in Wichita. This sounds fun. It starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday at Union Station. The magical world of Oz will arrive to the streets. Now, what is going to be as an outdoor escape game style experience? And I kind of had to research this to see what this was all about. But what you do is you use your phone and you follow hidden clues and you solve puzzles all around the city. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to escape from Oz before the witch has her way. I know. So you're going to want to meet at Union Station on Saturday at 10 a.m. throughout the day and just learn. And, you know, a lot of people like games and like scavenger hunts. And if this is something you love to do, this might be really fun. So check it out. 10 a.m. on Saturday, Union Station, the Oz Escape. So it can kind of, I mean, I think it's great for your brain to figure out those clues and those puzzles. And then you learn how to escape from Oz. So a lot going on, a lot of unique events this weekend, but I love it. That's fun. So check out visitwichita.com for more information, and I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend. See you.
All right. Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. See you 10 in the morning here on KNSS. What would you leave that tells your story? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. When a family member dies, it may trigger questions about their lives, the things they accomplished, and the point of view that drove the decisions that they made. It's too late now to ask them to tell you about their lives, so you're left with their stuff that may leave clues about how they approached life. Or you might just shrug it off and hope that they rest in peace. Is that how you want others to say goodbye to you? Well, I've thought about putting together something like an All About Me archive. Every one of us have a different narrative and perhaps some trinkets that we think would tell our story. For me, it's not what I accomplished in life, but But I would want my kids and grandkids and other successive generations to understand who I was as a person. I would include a photo of me skiing, for example, and a half page I've written about how I feel when I find a great pattern of in a mogul field. I have limitations and aspirations on the hill, but I want them to know that the white knuckled joy that I get from skiing just drove me to want to go back again. Woodworking and building have always been fun and challenging for me. It would include blueprints of an addition that I put a house on a house in Minnesota. I drafted the plans on a drafting table that I built, and I'm proud of the drawings as the actual addition. Being a journalist, my guidance in writing has been published in several national platforms. I'd include one of my favorite articles and a copy of a podcast that I cut together from this radio show. I'd probably top it off with photos and stories about some of my favorite estate sale finds of mid-century modern furniture and art. Each one has a great story, and some of those are exceptional to me. What would you leave? And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth while I'm still alive at 316-267-0600.
Sounds like the old clock is ticking there for you.
Oh, man, I tell you, feeling it.
I was just thinking while you were doing that, that thinking about my dad, who, you know, throughout our lives, as growing up as kids, we went different places. And I think, now, what was that? What was that? I'll call Dad and find out. But you can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
The reference isn't there. And he knew. He always knew everything. So.
Yeah.
Take care of that legacy. That's a good idea.
Put together how you want them to see you so you can reinvent history. Yeah. I pitched that no-hitter.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm really going to inflate it when I do. All right. Today is a special day, of course. School Lunch Hero Day.
Aw.
Dedicated to those men and women who make the cafeterias and the schools a better place to be. What was your favorite school lunch?
Oh, man, there's so many. Things have changed. What was yours?
At Hadley Junior High, they had pizza on Fridays, and they put it in little squares, but it was pretty tasty. I liked it.
Yeah.
And over at West, they had a thing called goulash and peas that I liked. Although it made me deathly ill one time, and I can't even think about it anymore.
I just remember those rolls.
Rolls? Oh, yeah.
My goodness. They're about 3.5 inches high, and they were little 2.5 inch squares that had a big old buttery top on them.
Yeah, take that butter pat, and you'd smooth it all like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, those were so good.
You guys are making me hungry.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the smiling faces who served it to you?
I do, actually. I do. Actually, I think Christian Brothers High School was where I went in Sacramento was the best. And I do remember one of my buddies' moms worked in there.
Oh, really?
And she was a mom to all of us. I mean, we got to know her, Teresa, and we, oh, man. You know,
that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Our matrons, I had a school lunch at, when I was a kid in Kingman, they had lunch for the kids.
Right.
And I don't remember much about that, but at Hadley Junior High, the matrons were okay. But then we got to West, and it was more like they were prison guards, you know?
Plastic forks and steel trays.
No, many of them had been around the track with this. Some of our classmates and said, "Oh, these guys, don't mess with them." But anyway, now they're dedicated all. A lot of the stuff here in Wichita, I think they all make it one place, don't they?
It's consolidated. They bring it in warmers, and then but you still have the people that are serving it, and mm-hmm. I think there's probably some good memories coming.
We had a thing at West when I was a senior we found out that the Department of Agriculture was putting peanut butter in just darn near everything, you know, and it was a rumor. I don't know whether it was true, but decided we were going to have a big protest. So everybody brought their own lunch in a lunch bag. And a lot of kids did and went on for a while. I never did. I said, yeah, come on now. This is a good chow.
Well, I used to bring my lunch a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you got to the playground, some bully would eat your lunch for you, right?
No, I'd eat their lunch.
Ted?
Yes?
When your mom worked at Capen, did you ever have lunch with her when you were there?
I believe she started, my final 2 years there.
So you sit down with your mom and have lunch then, maybe?
No, she was in the kitchen working.
Oh, she worked in the... Man.
Your mom was the Teresa.
She started out in the kitchen when Capen opened up its first lunch facility.
Oh, that's great. So they didn't have a lunch facility?
They did not the first 2 years I was there. They didn't have one for years.
Wow.
So it was a big deal when they finally had hot food at lunchtime.
So everybody had to bring their lunch?
Everybody had to bring their lunch. Everybody brought their lunch.
And that was before open campuses, probably, where you could run down to the quick trip.
Only the seniors could leave campus.
See Ted coming in there with his lunch, opening up this beautiful little bag with, you know, with the pheasant under glass over here.
One of the sandwiches with the crust cut off.
Yeah, the dish of caviar over there.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I remember a buddy of mine when his mom would give him a banana and it wasn't mushy enough, so he'd slam it against a wall a couple times and like squirt it out. I'm going, God, dude.
Lunchtime is okay.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.